That bit was free.
Caster looked as though he wanted to throttle him, but Dirk just glanced about, seemingly unaware and exuding boredom. The lanky man finally laughed to himself and laid a small gold coin in Dirk's hand. Dirk continued,
"Your guildmaster had dinner with three members of the court. Each name will cost you one of these."
He flipped the coin in the air and caught it, but when he opened his hand again, it was gone. Caster looked for it, dumbfounded, and then eyed Dirk.
"Listen, you little son of a—"
"Tell your people that I can no longer work for them in light of the fact that they've provided me with such an obvious novice in the field of information exchange. It is regrettable, too, for what I have to say may impact them and their families greatly."
Caster stared at him, speechless. He hadn't expected a dirty street urchin like Dirk to be so well spoken, and now looked him up and down, as if gauging him for the first time. Dirk was tall for 15 and of a solid build, and he looked old for his age, having inherited his father's ability to never look clean-shaven. He turned to leave.
"Wait!"
Caster blurted out. Dirk took a few more steps, to let him sweat a little, before stopping to turn around. Just then, two Keltori guards walked around the corner and started in their general direction. Dirk ran back to Caster and pulled on his arm, at the same time skillfully relieving him of his coin purse.
"Why can't I go to a school like this, Pa?"
The guards sneered as they walked by, but gave the two of them no trouble.
"Get off me,"
said Caster, pushing Dirk away. When the two were out of earshot, the young spy's former demeanour returned, and he held out Caster's coin purse, giving it a jingle.
"You must have dropped this," he said, "though I assume it's for me, anyway."
Caster stared at the purse in awe as he absently searched his pockets for it. Dirk rolled his eyes. The lanky fisherman's face turned red, but after a moment he seemed to regain his composure slightly, and he pulled a small knife from his pocket.
"If this story gets back to me, boy, it'll be your tongue."
"Your magnificent ineptitude will be my carefully guarded secret, good sir," said Dirk. "Now listen closely, as I have grown tired of this exchange. Your guild's leader, the esteemed Gareth Hillman, has recently met three members of the King's Court. Fortunately for you, the contents of this purse will get you all the details."
Caster agreed, and eventually seemed to forget his anger as he listened intently. He wasn't a bright man, but he had enough sense to realize that the information was well worth the price. When Dirk had relayed all, he took his leave, testing the weight of the coins as he walked.
"Not a bad payoff for a few days' work," he thought.
He and his father had only been in Keltori for a week, but Dirk was adjusting quite well already. Keltori's central market was a bustling and busy affair. The streets were packed with people hurrying about their business. Dirk stopped at the first stand he found and bought a big loaf of dark rye. At another, he bought a jug of apple cider, which was cheap enough in these parts, what with the sprawling orchards outside the city, and then went to an alley to eat in peace. When he had finished, he stashed what remained of the food in his pack and sat there contently, rubbing his aching belly for a good while and enjoying the rarity of a quiet stomach. Soon it was time to get back to work. He had gone there for the busy crowd. The people were too distracted with their activities to give him much notice, and their pockets were ripe for the picking. He caught sight of a pompous-looking man dressed in a fine suit and moved to intercept him. Upon a tactfully executed collision, Dirk issued a stream of humble apologies as he lifted the man's coin purse. Two blocks away, he ducked into another alley and checked the score. A silver lord, a few copper lancings, and a rolled-up shopping list. Disgusted, he tossed the empty purse and returned to the streets, continuing on with his hood drawn low. When Dirk arrived at the wharf, he scaled to the top of a small building to wait for dark. As the sun finally began to set and a chill blew in from the lake, he thought of the bitter cold winter fast approaching. He and his father had roughed it more than once in southern Agora, but they wouldn't last long in the northern winter without shelter. This meant that Dirk needed to find steady work as soon as possible. Not to mention, he was tired of scraping up every meal and always wearing clothes that were dirty and ill-fitting. Most of all, though, he was tired of giving the majority of what he earned to his father's drinking. When night finally fell over Keltori, Dirk gave a sigh of relief. He felt exposed in the daylight, but in the dark, having been perfecting the art of stealth as of late, he was able to pass through the city like a ghost. Gareth